Day 2, practicing good sleep hygiene. In day 1, you learned how to invest in your night's sleep through managing your stress levels during the day. Today's session fine-tunes this by looking at good sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene means looking at practices that are likely to help sleep and avoiding those which are likely to disrupt it. Yesterday, we looked at the importance of learning to respect and listen to your body's natural needs. If you never bothered to have your car serviced, forgot to have its water and oil topped up, or filled it with the wrong type of fuel, you wouldn't expect your car to run properly. In fact, it probably wouldn't run at all. The same is true of what you put into your body and how you look after it. Perhaps you live life mostly in your head and tend to ignore your body's needs. Like your car, your body will perform better when you give it the appropriate care and attention it deserves. Your body is a highly sophisticated organism that will respond well to your looking after its needs. The reverse is true if you ignore the warning signs and run yourself into the ground. When you repeatedly push your body past its healthy limitations, you upset the natural balance that allows it to operate efficiently. Over time, the stress load this creates can lead to digestive problems, adrenal fatigue, a compromised autonomic nervous system, and lowered immune function. If any one of these major systems is out of balance, it is very likely to be detrimental to your sleep. Let's take a look at some simple self-care steps that you can put in place during the day and before bedtime to ensure you have the best chance of getting a good night's rest. The first step is to look at what you put into your body. Limit your intake of stimulants such as sugary drinks, caffeine, and alcohol. Avoid over-spicy, heavy meals late at night, and be careful not to skip meals. Maintain your blood sugar levels during the day so they don't dip at night by eating healthy protein snacks rather than high calorific ones. The second step is to avoid activities before bedtime that are likely to overstimulate or overstretch your nervous system and leave you feeling tired but wired and unable to fall asleep. Set boundaries for switching off your computer at least 2 hours before you go to bed, and avoid video games and spending time on your smartphone. Research shows that the blue light emitted from smartphones confuses the pineal gland in your brain, which regulates natural sleep rhythms, into thinking it is daytime. If you wake in the middle of the night, resist the temptation to check the time, as doing so will condition your mind to wake at the same time the following night. The third step to prepare your body for sleep is to help it to enter the most conducive state for sleep. Try taking a warm bath before bedtime. Sleep naturally follows the body's cooling temperature cycle, and as your body temperature drops after a bath, it will encourage sleep. Make sure the bedroom is not too hot and that the bedding isn't likely to overheat your body's natural thermostat. Blank out any light entering the bedroom with blackout curtains or blinds, and wear a sleep mask. Switch off the Wi-Fi on your smartphone and unplug heavy-duty electrical appliances in the bedroom. And wear earplugs if necessary to avoid noise disturbance. With all of this in place, you are now ready for the fourth step, to release the tension in your body that's built up during the day. Today's sleep meditation explores using your breath to release tension. Allow your eyes to comfortably close. And breathe out in a long sigh down the full length of your body, allowing your body to release what it's brought with it here and no longer needs to carry. Become aware of your body's weight and volume, and the movements your body makes as you breathe. Breathe out in another long sigh, allowing your body to soften and release yet more of what it's holding. Let it flow out and away. Become aware of the surface directly beneath your body. Notice the weight of your body is supported. As you breathe out, give more of your body's weight to the support, allowing your body to become heavy, letting it soften into the mattress. And become aware of the surface beneath your head. Notice the weight of your head is supported. As you breathe out, give more of the weight of your head to the support, allowing your head to become heavy. Letting it soften into the pillow. And notice the weight of your neck is supported. Breathe into your neck. As you breathe out, allow it to release what it is holding. Let it soften, flow out and away. In your own time, notice the weight of your shoulders is supported. Breathe into your shoulders. As you breathe out, allow them to release what they're holding. Let it soften, flow out, and away. and notice the weight of your arms and hands is supported. Breathe into your arms and hands. As you breathe out, allow them to release what they're holding. Let it soften, flow out and away. In your own time, notice the weight of your upper back is supported. Breathe into your upper back. As you breathe out, allow it to release what it's holding. Let it soften, flow out and away. And notice your chest and belly. Breathe into your chest and belly. As you breathe out, allow them to release what they're holding. Let it soften, flow out and away. In your own time, notice the weight of your lower back is supported. Breathe into your lower back. As you breathe out, allow it to release what it's holding. Let it soften, flow out and away. Notice the weight of your bottom and hips is supported. Breathe into your buttocks and hips. As you breathe out, allow them to release what they are holding. Let it soften, flow out and away. And move down to your legs and feet. Notice their weight is supported. Breathe into your legs and feet. As you breathe out, allow them to release what they are holding. Let it flow out and away. And breathe into your mind. As you breathe out, allow your mind to release what it is holding. Let it all soften, flow out and away.